This coming Friday, as part of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Festival, the City of Sydney will be hosting an evening with 500 queer scientists, a night of insightful conversations and inspiring stories from LGBTQIA+ scientists sharing their experiences navigating the complex world of STEM. This year, the events got big shoes to fill following the success of last 2 years of sold-out evenings, and this one is also sold out as well. To tell us more about this event, and this, we are joined by this year's event organiser, Irva Soka, to join us on the show. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries.
So you've now got 3 years in a row of sold-out events. The 500 Queer Scientists Initiative started back in June 2018. Are you able to speak a bit about how the idea for a forum like this came about?
Sure. So I was quite lucky to be part of this initiative from the very start. And I was contacted by Dr. Lauren Esposito, who's a arachnologist at the California Academy of Sciences. And together with another colleague there, Lauren decided that we needed a visibility campaign for queer scientists, on the same model that there has been visibility campaigns for women in science, for instance. So what they decided to do was pretty simple, is to contact as many people who they knew identified as LGBTQ and were also scientists and would be happy to put up their stories on the web. And so it started with just 60 queer scientists. And today it grew quite quickly. As soon as they released the website, a lot of people joined. And she just told me yesterday, actually, now there's 1,400 queer scientists who agreed to put up their faces on the website. Absolutely amazing.
1,400, that is amazing. What can people expect from the night? Will we have 500 scientists in the room?
No, absolutely not. So it was the idea came from the name of this website. So it's actually an evening with five queer scientists who are forming our wonderful speakers and our panel. What we can expect is very touching stories about these five people. We've changed the panel every year, so we each year explore different dimensions of diversity. And it's all about visibility and the interaction of personal identity as part of this community and also being a scientist, which most people consider are two completely separate things that don't need to interact with each other, but the reality is far more complex. And so this is what we're exploring during that evening.
And who are some of the people on the panel this year?
Sure. So we're very lucky this year to have, Drew Roberts, who is an Indigenous speaker from a company called Share Knowledge, which specializes in sharing traditional scientific knowledge from an indigenous perspective. And so Drew will be talking about some of the issues that are important to him and his own vision about science from his diverse personal background. So that's the first speaker. We also have Dr. Danila Marini, who's an experimental scientist at CSIRO, in Armidale in northern New South Wales. And Danila works on animal welfare, and they will also be speaking about their own experience as a non-binary scientist. We have Grace Harvey, who's a neurobiologist at the Westman Institute. And Grace will be talking about their own work as a neuroscientist, but also the perspective of being queer and disabled and how that interacts with their own work. We also have Tasnim Rahman from the University of New South Wales, who's also a neurobiologist, and will also tell their personal story and also about their work. And finally, we have Dr. James Clarkson, who's a postdoc here at the Royal Botanic Gardens with us. And James works on plants, on various groups of plants, and explores questions about genomics and conservation of these plants. But James will also be talking about his personal story and how that interacts with his work. I hope I answered your question.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's going to be a really, really interesting event with so much different specialties in science as well. We are almost out of time, but I did want to ask to wrap it up. How can people find out more and potentially get involved?
So it's a really important question. So the idea why we wanted to have something local in Sydney was to develop local networking. And we're very lucky. For about 2 years, there's a new sort of organization called Queers in Science, which is Australian, which was started by Victoria. But now we have chapters in almost every state and territory. And we have now a growing chapter in New South Wales. We're partnering with Queers in Science for the event on Friday night. And there's a website. I can probably send to your people the address. And it's easy to join. You can join as a member and then receive all information about current and future networking. So we definitely are committed to provide more events such as this one for the local community.
And what's the website called?
It's called Queers in Science. So it's quite easy. I think just queersinscience.org.au.
Wonderful. And we'll also pop the link up on our website for anyone to check out. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. My pleasure.